Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Cold temperatures this morning. We have a freeze warning in effect. I'll show you what it will feel like when you head out the door, especially with the wind chill.
A possible big shakeup to the future of North Carolina elections. The state Supreme Court is rehearing cases today and tomorrow that could change the way we vote.
And big changes could also be coming to your Duke Energy bill, the major rate hike the utility is considering and why it says it needs to happen. A lot of news to get to this morning. We're so glad you're making us part of your morning. Good morning. I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Happy Tuesday, although very cold Tuesday. That freeze warning we've been telling you about, it is in effect, and temperatures are in the 30s. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with Hal. We're not going to warm up much at all.
It's going to be cold all day today, especially with the wind that we'll be dealing with. We have a freeze warning that's in effect this morning, as well as tomorrow morning. Even Thursday morning, temperatures look like they'll be down at or below freezing. Right now, we take a live look at downtown Durham, 36 degrees currently. Our wind is coming out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour, so we are dealing with a wind chill. The actual temperature is in the blue box on the left, and the wind chill is on the right. So we're looking at 32 in Roxborough, 33 in South Hill. Temperatures elsewhere are mainly in the mid-30s. We have breezy conditions, which tend to mix up the atmosphere a little bit. That keeps our actual temperatures from falling as quickly or as efficiently as they might when temperatures are, when the wind is calm. But with the wind chill, it feels cold out there. 32 in Fayetteville, 30 in Goldsboro and Rocky Mount, 20s in South Hill and Roxborough. So it's definitely a cold start. Hour by hour, stays pretty chilly today. We climb into the mid-40s at lunchtime, and we only hit 51 this afternoon. 51 is our coldest normal high temperature, which happens in January. We have more cold temperatures in our forecast for the next several days. I'll outline those for you coming up, Brian.
It is 6:01, Elizabeth. We're going to head out to Garner for a live look at that camera. It's 70 at Guy Road between Garner and Clayton. Right now, 70 business looks fine in both directions. We're not picking up any delays from Clayton all the way out toward the I-40 interchange there in Garner. Around the rest of the triangle, monitoring those live sensors, I'm not seeing any delays right now anywhere in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. Just checking with Raleigh 911 a few minutes ago, and there are no crashes reported at this point in Wake County. We'll have another update in about 10 minutes.
This morning, we're tracking three big headlines that could affect your family's finances. We start with a big report on inflation out in just a few hours. That will be at 8:30 this morning. The Consumer Price Index for February will show where prices stand for gas, groceries, and other day-to-day items. Economists think today's report will show high inflation is sticking around. Up until recently, that led many to believe the Federal Reserve would raise interest rates again in response to try and bring prices down. But now, with a potential bank crisis unfolding, it's not clear if that rate hike will happen.
Well, the Federal Reserve is putting the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank under the microscope. The Fed's vice chair for supervision will lead an investigation focused on how regulators missed the financial storm that led to the bank's failure last week. The review is scheduled to be released publicly in May. President Biden is also outlining his plan to contain the collapse. He says taxpayers won't be left on the hook for any help that Silicon Bank receives. He also says the people responsible for the collapse will be held accountable.
This all comes as Duke Energy customers could see a big increase in their electricity bills starting in the fall. Tonight, you can weigh in on that proposed rate hike. Duke Energy wants state regulators to raise rates 18% over 3 years. That means an average bill of $115 a month would jump to $127 next year, and then $134 the year after that. Duke says the hike is needed to improve grid reliability and security. Tonight's public hearing starts at 7 at the Dobbs Building in Raleigh. A breaking update now. Troopers told us just before 3 this morning, a man is facing DWI charges after a deadly crash in Johnston County. And it is his third DWI charge in 1 year. We told you last night about the car hauler truck driver who was hit and killed on U.S. 70 business east of Clayton. Investigators say the truck driver had just picked up a vehicle from a car lot and was outside when he was hit. They've not released the driver's name or the name of the man who was charged, and they say more charges are pending.
Well, today, the state Supreme Court will consider reversing a decision that could have a big impact on our state's elections for the decades to come. WRAL's Nye Hardin outside the state court this morning to explain what this could mean for your vote.
Well, Ken, this morning we are expecting to see protesters out here in front of the Supreme Court building. As we know today, what happens could change how much power North Carolina politicians get in deciding how your vote counts. The court is looking at whether to reverse a decision it made only months ago that it has the power to change voting maps drawn by state lawmakers. The court has intervened several times over the last decade, arguing that the maps drawn by Republicans were designed to keep that party in control. But that decision was from a Democrat-led court. Now the court is controlled by Republicans. WREL politics reporter Will Duran says rehearings like this are very rare.
Say, well, there aren't really new facts. It's just new justices on the court. And so that's a big debate as to whether or not, this decision was made properly. But the decision got made, so we're moving forward with it. We're going to be watching to see what happens.
Now, if the court does overturn its ruling, some say it could allow Republicans to consolidate power in all levels of state government. Republicans, however, believe the original rulings were not only wrong, but also politically motivated. The court will start at 12:45 this afternoon. WREL is going to be there, and we will have updates for you in our later newscast. WREL News, Naya Harden, back to you.
In just a few hours, we're expecting a big announcement from Governor Roy Cooper. He will be joined by violence prevention advocates and state officials at the executive mansion around 9:30 this morning. We've reached out to the governor's office to find out what this announcement is about. As soon as we know, we'll let you know.
Starting in less than 2 hours, law enforcement will be training on NC State's campus. This is happening while students are on spring break. These training drills go from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day through Thursday. Officers from federal, state, and local agencies will be there training for several emergency situations. The university says don't be alarmed. They've already notified nearby businesses and neighborhoods.
Former President Donald Trump is ripping into Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the 2024 campaign trail. At a campaign rally last night in Iowa, Trump attacked DeSantis for his positions on Social Security and Medicare. Trump also slammed DeSantis for voting to cut subsidies on agricultural products when he was in Congress. Trump also said he would fire bureaucrats who have, in his words, weaponized the justice system.
We stand up to the crooked Democrat prosecutors all over the country. If I fly over a state that happens to be Democrat, let's call them into a grand jury. They have never, nobody's ever weaponized like this group of people. They're maniacs.
Trump is facing the possibility of becoming the first former president ever to be criminally indicted. Mr. Trump declined an invitation by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to testify before a grand jury over his 2016 involvement in a hush money scandal with adult film star Stormy Daniels.
Right now, more officers are out on the roads looking for drunk drivers. The St. Patrick's Day Booze It and Lose It campaign is underway. During this week last year, there were 225 crashes linked to alcohol in our state. 11 people died. The increased patrols run through Sunday.
Well, Governor Cooper wants to make it easier to get jobs in government. He issued an executive order encouraging more people to apply, prioritizing work experience over having a formal degree. This includes jobs in the state DOT, healthcare workers with the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Department of Corrections. Officials say this gives job seekers more options while helping the state expand its labor pool.
We really want people to come in, and we really mean it, that you can come in and qualify based on life experience, military experience, anything that you've done in your life that helps you know how to do that job.
Nearly 75% of state jobs don't require a higher education degree or allow experience to be substituted for education. At last check, there are nearly 1,400 available government jobs all across the state.
A big winter storm is hitting the Northeast. This is a live look at Worcester, Massachusetts, where the snow is falling right now. Some areas could get up to 2 inches of snow an hour and about 2 feet of it by the time the storm passes through. Much of neighboring New York State is under a state of emergency.
People in upstate say, well, snow's coming, another snowstorm. I've lived my whole life with snowstorms, but this is one we're cautioning people that this could be deadly.
The storm is also expected to flood the coast of New England.
Also, people on the West Coast are bracing for yet another round of flooding. In California, an atmospheric river is set to bring more wet weather to a region still reeling from back-to-back storms. Last week's rain led to a levee breach in one community that forced thousands of people to evacuate. First responders are expecting more flood rescues in the days ahead.
A big blow to the Carolina Hurricanes lineup. Star forward Andrei Svechnikov is out indefinitely with a knee injury. He suffered an injury to his right knee against the Vegas Golden Knights on Saturday. He's had an MRI performed, but there is no timetable on a return. The 22-year-old is second in points for the team and third in goals.
We're coming up on 610 now. State lawmakers are debating how race should be taught in schools. The bill moving through the legislature, and why it has a better chance of becoming law this year.
A warning about keeping kids safe while they play video games, how predators can approach them, and what you can do to stop it.
It's a chilly and breezy start this morning. The wind chill's making it feel awfully cold. We have chilly temperatures in the forecast until the weekend, and then a few showers. I'll walk you through our chances for rain coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13. We are under a freeze warning this morning, as well as tomorrow morning and even Thursday morning. Temperatures are likely to be down close to freezing. We take a look at our temperatures town by town, and you'll see 32 in Lewisburg. We still have a couple more hours for the temperatures to drop. We don't tend to see our coldest temperatures until right around sunrise. But we may not see widespread temperatures at freezing because the atmosphere is being mixed by the wind, and that just doesn't allow things to cool as quickly or as efficiently. So we may not quite reach freezing, but trust me, it's plenty cold out there. The kids at the bus stop will be happy to have their coats. Our temperatures at lunchtime are only in the mid-40s, and when the kids are coming home, looking at 51. But with the breezy conditions all day, it's likely to feel like 40s even during the afternoon. Brian?
6:14 right now as we take a look at traffic this morning, and right on time, we're starting to see the delays building on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass, adding maybe a minute to that overall trip coming in from 42 up toward the Beltline split. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're looking all right through Wake County. Major routes are clear, and as we take a look at those major approaches into Durham at this point, as you might expect, very lightly traveled out of Raleigh on westbound I-40, no delays from Wade Avenue, and coming in from Infinity Road on southbound 501 right now, the trip to I-85 also is delay-free. Ken?
Brian, thanks. Authorities have a warning for parents this morning after police say a 13-year-old girl found in North Carolina was lured by an abductor through social media and gaming platforms. The Davidson County Sheriff's Office says messages were exchanged between the suspect, Jorge Camacho, and a 13-year-old girl who is from Dallas. Investigators say Camacho had been grooming her and enticing her to leave her home. Officers charged Camacho with kidnapping and rape. U.S. Attorney Michael F. Easley says it's important for parents to be aware who their children are chatting with on video games.
It's a lot more complicated if your child is using one of these collaborative gaming consoles where they're plugged in for hours and hours on end. You absolutely have to have knowledge of how to install safety features in place to keep your kids safe.
Easley says there's been an increase in predators trying to reach your children through video games. Camacho faces several charges, including rape and indecent liberties with a child. He's being held on a $1 million bond.
How should racial issues be taught in public schools? That debate is expected today before a key committee in the State House of Representatives. The House Committee on K-12 Education is scheduled to vote on a bill that would ban schools from teaching about systemic racism or white privilege. A similar bill was vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper last year. His veto power is weaker this session after Republicans gained seats in the legislature. For all our coverage of the legislative session, go to nccapitol.com.
Well, the top Republican in the U.S. Senate is headed to recovery in an inpatient rehab facility after a serious fall. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was released from the hospital yesterday after suffering a concussion and broken rib last week. The 81-year-old tripped and fell at a hotel in Washington, D.C. during a private dinner. Doctors have not said how long it will be before he can return to work or be back at work and come home. The U.S. Senate returns to proceedings tonight after a long weekend.
China says it will allow foreign tourists to visit the country for the first time since 2020. The country's foreign minister says borders will reopen to travelers with valid visas starting tomorrow. China has been limiting visas to business trips and family visits since March 2020 as part of its measure to contain the spread of COVID. Under the updated policy, visa-free travel will also resume for some tourist groups.
Wake County issuing a white flag status for tonight because of freeze warnings. Shelters will open to anyone without somewhere to stay or without reliable heating. Those shelters will open about 5 tonight. You can find a list of shelters on WREL.com.
And our cold morning is one of several cold mornings that we'll have this week. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking those freezing temperatures for us.
We take a look, first of all, at what's happening outside. Skies are nice and clear. We take a look at Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's breezy out there, so not only is it cold, but as you're walking around this morning, you're going to feel that biting wind. So I recommend wearing something warm as you're heading out. This low pressure system is pulling away from us, but in this position, it's rotating counterclockwise, and it's helping to push that chilly air into the region. We're seeing the difference in pressure between that low and this high, creating some windy conditions across our area. That'll be the case through tonight and even into early tomorrow. That low is also producing a nor'easter for the northeastern part of the country that could see as much as 2 feet of snow there. That could cause some trickle-down travel problems for our airports as well. We do have a freeze warning in effect for this morning, and again tomorrow morning. We're looking at some chilly temperatures, but a warm-up in the forecast by the time we get to Friday and Saturday. So nothing frozen for us as our next system rolls in. The rain moves in late Friday night, likely lingers into early Saturday, but it does not linger all weekend long, which is good news. Here's Friday at 6 a.m. Plenty of rain back here across the Mississippi Valley. A lot of it, as a matter of fact. We moved at 5 o'clock on Friday. And of course, Friday is St. Patrick's Day. A lot of folks like to be out and about for St. Patrick's Day. We're not looking at rain moving through until maybe closer to midnight, 11 o'clock midnight. So if you're going to be out during the early evening, it should be fine, but closer to midnight, we may start to see some of that rain. It pushes through fairly quickly. Now, Saturday morning early, it could be heavy. You can see the yellows and oranges, but it's out of here by lunchtime, and we'll see some gradual clearing during the afternoon. So the weekend definitely won't be a washout. Sunday looks nice and dry. Here's a look at the rainfall for Friday night into early Saturday. We'll see an average of 1/4 inch to 3/4 inch across the area. Check-in temperatures today, likely to be one of the coldest days so far, or coldest days of the week, 51, the afternoon high. It'll feel like mid-40s with the wind chill today. Tomorrow morning, 29. Thursday morning, 30. So we have several more cold mornings with temperatures near freezing. But Thursday afternoon, we begin to warm things up as we shift our winds to southwesterly, 65. And on Friday, looks like a nice day until that rain rolls in, 73. And right now, looks like that rain holds off until after sunset. Saturday morning, we start wet. It'll be cooling during the afternoon. And as we get into the evening as well, we're looking at those cooler temperatures across the area. Brian?
All right, Elizabeth, over here. Oh, hello.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Let's take a look at traffic this morning. We're seeing some slowdowns coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound, right around the Clayton Bypass. About a 4-minute delay showing up right now between 42 through the bypass. Once you get to Business 70, though, traffic's flowing freely, and your other major approaches into Raleigh are looking just fine. We don't have any crashes showing up anywhere in Wake County at the moment, and in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough, also quiet this morning.
Brian, thanks. 6:20 now, a cheerleader goes into cardiac arrest at a competition in Raleigh. How her mother saved her life and why she says there is a lesson for all of us to learn. Plus,
we want to calm down, remember that we are insured, and just let things play out.
Well, some local businesses are being affected by the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. While financial experts say we just need to wait it out.
And this is a live look now at road conditions in Worcester, Massachusetts, where the snow is coming down. Coming up on today, a live report from the Northeast as this storm hits that section of the country. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
And as we head to break, your winning lottery numbers on your screen.
What's Trending Report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Well, actress Michelle Yeoh's mom wasn't at the Oscars to see her daughter win, but we're getting a look at her priceless reaction.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yes, this TikTok video showing the moment has been shared more than a million times. Yeoh's mom, Janet, watched the Oscars with other family members in Malaysia. You see the celebration there. And of course, Michelle won Best Actress. Everybody went crazy. In an interview, Janet called Michelle her little princess.
And her mom there wearing the white dress. You can tell that the look certainly, stay in the family there with Michelle. But Michelle dedicated her Academy Award to all moms everywhere and to her mom, saying she wouldn't be where she is now without her mom. And that moms are the true superheroes. Oh,
I can vouch for that.
Now, here's some important breaking news for you. A Chicago man is suing Buffalo Wild Wings, saying their boneless chicken wings are just chicken nuggets. They're not fooling anybody, apparently. The restaurant chain responded on Twitter saying, yeah, it's true. So they've admitted to this now. Also, their hamburgers have no ham and their buffalo wings have no buffalo.
Touché.
I mean, it's a tongue-in-cheek response. What else can you say to that? I mean, if you get boneless wings, they look like nuggets. I mean, that's what they are.
But some people like them so they don't have to fuss with the bones. You get more meat that way.
You can't sue over that. Just have your wings and eat them.
I like to eat the bones. So.
Oh, okay.
And good stuff in that marrow.
With a little sauce on it.
The Buffalo Wild Wings still, they're not saying that they're not wild in their response. So they are still, they're claiming wildness. So.
Perfect
Brian,
response.
Thank you. Today, March 14th, is Pi Day. It's a celebration of the number pi, 3.14, and on and on and on. The mathematical constant is the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. You can celebrate the day even if you aren't a math wissy. There are all the other numbers. Many restaurants have specials today on things like pie, the P-I-E, pie, and pizza.
And how about this Maryland's man? His luck apparently not running out at all. Kenneth Weinberg won $50,000 last week on a scratch-off ticket. Okay, fine, right? But get this, it's the fourth time he's won $50,000 or more on a lottery game. He says he buys scratch-offs almost every day. He's going to use his latest winnings to pay for some home remodeling projects.
More cold mornings in our forecast. We're in the 30s this morning. We're going to see that all the way through the end of the week. I'll show you when temperatures begin to warm up coming up.
Duke Energy customers here in the Triangle could possibly see their bill go up later this year. Right now, we're live in Raleigh with where you can have your voice heard about a price rate increase.